This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, it's 4:30, the return of Who Sucks Less, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Jump into the birthdays, Ola Macholas. I want to give a shout out to my buddy Christian. He is 28 today. Love your show and would find it so funny to get a shout out. So how about the Dirty Germans talking about how close he is to 30 and your penis is too small. Thanks, guys. That from his buddy Garrett.
Yeah, here's the good news about almost being 30 years old. Your friends in your 20s will make fun of you, but the truth is, by the time you hit 30 years old, not only do you have lots of sex, you know how you like to have the sex, and you know how to perform the sex.
Yeah, the other thing is, you get to do whatever you want this last year and be like, oh, but I'm not 30 yet. I'm going to go party. I'm going to travel. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Even those two dudes.
Guys, I want to thank you so much for all the laughs, especially when times are hard. You guys always nail it. Was hoping to hear from the captain about Nitrous Adventures with the other mascots and maybe a fart montage to kick it off for my 39th birthday. Thanks again. That from Bad Brad.
Sorry about that in the background. If it makes you feel any better, that came out of my front side.
No.
But nitrous is supposed to be a sedative to make you comfortable during a medical procedure. And that's why us mascots like to use nitrous when we don't have any medical issues. It's a lot more fun. But interestingly enough, nitrous is how Booberry cereal came to be. They used to be called Looberry. Baloo did too much nitrous, passed out, fell overboard from the SS Gump, and ended up drowning. And no one noticed for 3 days, because we were high on nitrous. But then Lou's ghost came back very angry. He planned to haunt us for the rest of our days and all that other afterlife nonsense the ghosts go on about. But I said, hey, why don't we just call you Boo instead of Lou? Because you're dead now. Still sell your cereal, and what child doesn't want blueberries that taste somewhat like dead people? And his cereal's been raging out for the last 50 years. Crunch berries.
Hello, guys, and liquor pudding. I want to wish my beautiful girlfriend, Taryn, a happy birthday. Can I get you guys talking all over each other how nasty it is to put mayo on your hot dogs? Dirty Germans saying what she'll do with my hot dog. And some dad jokes about frogs. Rock on, bitches. That from Trung Lee.
Yeah, as far as your hot dog, I imagine it'll look like it is covered in mayonnaise tonight if you do it right.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, and you know, it all ends up between two buns anyhow.
Yeah.
Jesus. I will say, there was a family member of ours that put mayonnaise on a hot dog. As a kid, I couldn't get over it.
Have you tried it?
No, but I like mayonnaise enough. It can't be that bad.
Okay. It's probably not the worst thing, but it's the idea of it bugs me.
Well, I'm a little more, I like mayonnaise a little more.
I bet you do.
You guys ready for frog jokes?
I want Miracle Whip.
Yes.
What does a horny frog say?
Rub it.
Oh, rub it.
What kind of music do frogs like? What kind of music?
I don't know.
Hip hop.
It's right there.
What do you find when you change a frog's diaper? What do you find?
Toadstool.
Toadstool, that is correct.
And finally, from the frog jokes, a man, he picks up a frog and puts it in his shirt pocket, walks down the road. About a mile in, the frog looks up and says, "Aren't you going to kiss me?" Man says, "No." Frog says, "Don't you want a beautiful woman?" The man responds, "Actually, I'd rather have a talking frog."
Can't believe you have frog jokes in the ready. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, can I get a birthday shout-out to my beautiful partner in crime, Lisa? Not only is she an awesome mother, wife, sister, and friend, but definitely keeps us knuckleheads in line. Three sons and yours truly. And I don't know what we would do without her. So how about a little kid fish sandwich, a Kevin Hart dam, and the Dirty Germans describing all the fun stuff we're going to do tonight, celebrating her 56th birthday. By the way, congrats, guys, on 20 years. The Black Raven Party, fantastic. Thanks and rock on. Cheers. That from AJ from Ole.
Fish salad.
Damn.
Yeah, listen, if she is turning 56 years old, we both know she has to be a freak in the sheets by now. Yeah. So no, just follow her demands, and I get the feeling you'll both be happy.
Yeah? So, you know, it's also the Lawrence Taylor birthday. He's an American football player. Yeah. So you go have sex in a bad hotel room while you do cocaine.
And aloha, bitchellas. My buddy Derek hates his birthday, but I love him, and so it should be celebrated anyway. He also got me listening to you guys 2 years ago, and so to repay him for that, could you please wish him a happy 50th birthday with your girl and your Johnson, coach telling him not to mourn his 40s, and some dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys. You are truly the best, even though you hate on Chicago pizza a lot more than I would like. Love your Chicago girl and Bears fan for life, Catherine.
You, your girl, and your Johnson.
All right, this guy's turning 50, right? His wife's 50. Like, hey, tell him not to mourn it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy's got nothing to mourn. His wife's a damn Bears fan. She's so used to pain and misery. Who knows what you guys are doing in that bedroom there? But I imagine it involves whips and chains.
You say whips and chains or lips and chains?
Whips.
I thought you said lips and chains, Mike.
Well, all bedrooms have lips and chains.
Yeah, they do.
All right, some dad jokes for you.
I know the little things you spank people with. It's always a heart shape.
Is it?
I've heard.
What are you talking about?
But you don't use real whips, dude. That would hurt people.
It looks like a heart?
Yeah.
Oh.
What category are you clicking on?
Oh, that's IRL.
Valentine?
Guys, did you know that Bruce Lee had a vegan brother? Yeah, he had a
broccoli.
Broccoli.
How'd you know that one?
I did one of those pictures.
Guys, if you think eggs are expensive now, just wait till you fertilize one. And here's a weird one. I saw a rodent dancing to a Hall & Oates song. So I was like, that's weird. I am out of here.
Oh, yeah?
I can't go for that.
Hall & Oates. No.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you.
BG.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks last?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow like KISW on Facebook, you follow us on X and Instagram, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And like we said at the top of the show, this one's bad. But don't blame me. This is what people are doing. I'm simply bringing it to your attention. But let us start in the fine country and continent of Australia, where a nurse in Sydney has been deregistered, as they call it, after he masturbated in front of a dementia patient at an aged care facility. So 48-year-old Arnold Alunde, he masturbated in front of the 70-year-old dementia patient after turning off the lights, closing the curtains to her private room. The Health Care Complaints Commission, they heard that he took advantage of the fact that she would either not remember that he did it or she would not be believed if she reported it. Then the Civil and Administrative Tribunal, they heard how he'd taken a patient who suffers from early onset dementia away from movie night with another resident to go to the bathroom in her private room. He then laid her down on the bed before taking off his pants and underwear and started masturbating in full view of the patient. Yeah. But the good news is he never put his hands on her, but this is what he did for himself. But he happened to be caught by a female colleague who then reported the incident. The Healthcare Complaints Commission, they told the tribunal how after being caught, he would not cooperate with the investigation and immediately found work with another aged care provider. Now, no criminals were laid, but the tribunal, they canceled his registration with a non-review period, and he cannot get his license back for 3 years at the soonest. He was also banned from providing any health services during that time. Now, the tribunal heard that he admitted his wrongdoing at the Nursing and Midway Council, and he said he knew it was really serious, something which a staff member should not do, but they also noted, as he was saying, that he didn't demonstrate any kind of remorse or consideration how the patient would oppose. So he's like, oh, no, I know it's wrong. Next question. Anyway, the facility where the incident took place was not named to protect that patient's identity. Now we fly back stateside. We go to the lovely state of Florida, where a licensed massage therapist, he's locked up on a $100,000 bond for forcibly performing a sex act on one of his male clients. Now, the incident occurred at the Botanica Day Spa in Clearwater, where Hector Posadas, he performed a massage and skincare treatment. Now, the victim told cops that towards the end of the session, while lying on his back, Posadas touched his penis. Now, the client believed it was odd, but just assumed that it was a mistake. But after that, Posadas reached under the victim's underwear, grabbed the man's penis, and placed it into his mouth. Well, the victim jumped up from the table, ended the massage session, you don't say, and then left the business specifically to alert police. So, a sexual assault forensic exam later revealed the victim did have foreign DNA on his groin area. Obviously, that DNA belonged to our culprit. Now, during an initial police questioning, Posadas denied that the incident took place. He subsequently retained legal counsel and then declined to speak further with detectives. Now, according to his LinkedIn page, as an esthetician, Posadas, quote, has successfully balanced client needs while delivering exceptional service. My dedication to quality has led to an increase in client retention, showcasing my commitment to client satisfaction. So that's his story. He just swung for the fences on that one. And then finally, we go to Utah, where a pervert who was caught stealing and sniffing children's socks at a Utah Funplex is facing numerous felony charges after a police search of his residence and electronic devices turned up multiple files of child pornography. Now, the probe of Roland Brown, he's 63. The probe began last year after an employee at the Rush Funplex called cops to report a suspicious male was stealing socks at the entertainment venue, which features laser tag, rock climbing, kitty cars, foam pit, all that. So a lot of times kids have to take off their shoes and socks depending what activity they want to engage in. So according to the probable cause affidavit, a police investigation revealed that Brown stole multiple children's socks from the Rush Funplex. Additionally, he was seen sniffing the stolen socks and taking multiple pictures of the children playing. While alarmed by his concerning behavior, cops secured a warrant to raid his Utah home. And during the search of his electronic devices, it was found that he had multiple files of the very thing you think he had. Now, investigators, they also discovered several images of children around the area that live in the area, but just taking pictures of their feet. So they could not necessarily identify the kid because they didn't care about the faces. it's all about the feet, but they could recognize where these kids were standing, whether it's at the Funplex or local playgrounds. So he was arrested and charged with 10 counts each of aggravated sexual exploitation of a minor. He's also accused of tampering with a witness, which is a felony after it was found he attempted to have one of the kids lie in court. Well, ruling that there was substantial evidence against this guy, judge ordered him to be held without bail, noting that if this guy's released, it seems to us that he would be a threat. And according to court papers, Brown's residence is a home in Lehigh, a Utah county city, owned by his 48-year-old wife. Brown's spouse, by the way, filed for divorce 6 weeks ago, which I don't know if it was before or after his arrest. So again, we have the guy that worked in Sydney, Australia. He was a nurse at the old age facility. He just liked to masturbate in front of patients that have dementia. We have the licensed massage therapist in Florida, who no longer has a license, who decided to take upon himself just to assume that his male client wanted him to give him a mouth hug. He did not. Excuse me. And then finally, the guy in Utah who has a thing for kids' feet.
Man.
I think it's easy to say the guy in Utah sucks the most.
I would agree with that.
Just right, because there's kids involved, so you're like, all
right. That was it for me.
Seems like he's not there. He's about to cross that line.
Yeah. Seems like he's building up his courage to do the wrong thing.
Now, the other two stories are both horrible, but I'm a little torn. And the guy in Florida, again, he got sexually assaulted. But it was over quickly, and it's just him.
It was just the two of them, yeah. And tried to give the guy a mouth hug, and the guy was like, oh, no. Like, that's not happening. Immediately went to the cops.
And then the guy in Australia, that is terrible. The only, I guess, silver lining is maybe because they have dementia, they won't remember he did that in front of them.
That was kind of his thing. Was like, look, for whatever reason, this is what turns him on, right? But his whole working theory was, well, even if they are lucid enough and remember this, if they report it to one of my administrators, I could say, dude, I have no idea what they're talking about. This is part of the dementia thing. Or they just won't remember at all. Because remember, he got busted by a woman who works there.
Right, like, I would be pissed if that happened to my mother.
Yeah.
But then also, if I talked to her 2 days later and she didn't remember.
Right.
I'd be like.
Nah, I get what you're saying on that. I mean, it's still like, dude.
And the guy was only into kid stuff, right? Socks and pictures and all that.
Feet specifically. So he would go to the Funplex and steal the socks, sniff their socks and all that. And then they went through his files. But as bad as it is, most of the pictures this guy had in his electronic file, kids' feet.
That's a weird one.
You don't say.
I mean, something else going on there, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Because like, it's specifically kids' feet.
Well, yeah, we think it's a build-up to something else.
Right. I can't give him back.
This guy got ratted out because the teens, basically, and young 20-somethings that work at the Funplex are like, this dude keeps rolling in. He's not rolling in with kids, and he's not doing anything to the kids, but we notice he's stealing their socks. Yeah, not the biggest offense you can
There's
do.
There's more to that.
But then when they busted him sniffing the socks, so it's when they were kind of like, okay, we're in different territory here. Then the cops surveilled him for a little bit, and the cops got the warrant. And once they saw, and think about it, he's the only person being held without bail.
Okay.
So there's not even a chance we're letting your ass out.
Also, I tell everybody, I just feel like if there's two things we as societies agree on, it's don't mess with kids, don't rape people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how to explain it. There's other stuff we should all agree on. We don't.
But those are pretty solid.
Like those are the two. I don't care who you are, what religion, what race you are. It's like, we all kind of agree on that one.
Okay. I guess I'm going to go dementia guy then.
Dementia guy.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Mike? I know you hate this one.
I really do. I want to burn them all,
man. I almost have to go dementia just based on... I mean, look, if nothing, he never put his hands on at least this patient. I don't know what else he's done, but based on the story we have in front of us, never put his hands on her, didn't get her undressed, nothing like that. This is just his thing to stand there and do that, which is really, really weird. But,
well, and here's the angle that I'm going to take. I'm going to agree with you, and here's the angle that I'm going to take on this. Both victims were subjected to something that they did not want to be subjected to.
Agreed.
One was visual, the other was physical. And to me, visual will always kind of be better than physical.
Sure.
Tonight continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Get up here at 5:08. We'll drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Honk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. Reports say that most of the U.S. is bracing itself for sub-zero temperatures in the coming days.
Yeah, I read that.
That's fun.
Glad I'm not there.
About to say, it's not us.
Well, the storms came, the rain came. The wind came, and now the cold.
Storms.
So all those things, like where my mom is living right now, is absolute living hell.
Is it
so
really?
The entire town flooded. They had to be evacuated. Well, they evacuated. Then it got cold, and their power got cut out. So that was on Saturday. The town flooded. They said they could not get the power back until Wednesday. And then the snow and the freezing started. So all these people are without power. They're
right.
Underwater. And then it got cold and windy. So it was the worst case scenario for like power, more power lines going down because of the freezing rain, trees falling on power lines. So it was more of when the power went out, man, if you didn't have a fireplace, you know, wood burning, you're screwed.
Yeah,
I mean, it's unreal. That's a swath of the country with another polar vortex.
And what you show me, I guess, in Detroit, of course, of all the things, just utility stuff to go wrong, a water main broke.
Yay.
And it's like sub-zero, so it's just ice.
Yeah, those cars are stuck in like feet of ice.
Or that your car physically cannot move because of feet. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it happens, man.
I feel like we're missing a lot of the big climate shifts that we got going on here. Because you remember last summer, it was burning all hot as hell, and we were doing just fine out here.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing well, about where we are, just where the jet stream hits. We'll notice changes maybe to weather patterns, and the temperatures may fluctuate a little bit. But, I mean, they're getting, like, either sub-zero or over 100 degrees.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I mean, that'll just happen sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Just generally with the weather. I would have a feeling last summer was mild. I thought it was awesome.
It was fantastic. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, this summer probably be a cooker.
Yeah. An 81-year-old sex expert, or a sexpert as I like to call him.
Yes. 81.
Sexpert. 81. Has revealed the secret to great sex, and it's a simple question for your partner.
Did you read it?
I did.
I'm like, come on, man.
How do you like to be touched?
They'll tell you.
Hey.
You still might suck at it.
Did you see a picture of this guy?
Yes.
Imagine he's asking you, how do you like to be touched?
By someone who's not you.
That's right. Yeah, you know how to get that done, buddy.
I mean, he looks like an odd Dr. Phil.
I'm just a love machine.
He does. Oh, no.
How do you love me to touch you? How do you like to be touched, huh? Tell me how you like to be touched. I'm ready to touch you in a way that you're ready for.
You know, my cold, callous fingers touching you.
This is going to be a great coital experience.
That is some hot talk.
Researchers
sometimes, too, it's just got to be certain people.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah. Sometimes you just have a chemistry. Like, yeah. I didn't ask a question, and things went great.
Exactly. Right. I mean, you could put a great player on some teams. I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't work out.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. And then it's like they go to another team and they're great. So maybe, I don't know, some people just like, I don't know, they get together, boom, they have great sex.
Yeah, you might be with the New York Jets.
Researchers have developed a way to turn discarded coffee grounds into a new type of biodegradable styrofoam.
All right, good.
Styrofoam's back.
Is there enough coffee grounds to make that possible?
I believe so.
Probably.
Because they were talking about how it kind of sits there. It doesn't really do much of anything. And it's not exactly styrofoam. It's basically styrofoam in a new biodegradable form is what it is.
Do you care if it's styrofoam? Styrofoam exists for one purpose, generally to protect products, right? So do you care if it's styrofoam? It doesn't matter if it's plastic marbles. Like, if it does its job, great. Although, I will say, I don't know what it is with styrofoam and static. But it's freaking annoying.
Yeah.
And we've all been there. And I'm trying to get this crap out of this box that you buy the smallest thing, they send it in the biggest box possible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's covered in styrofoam. They're trying to shake the styrofoam out, and somehow, like, eight pieces are stuck to you.
Yes.
And no matter what you do, I'm like, this is a joke.
They're small little bits. And also, it squeaks too damn much.
I mean, being out here, too, I think the last time I had a styrofoam product was either a cooler that was shipped from the East Coast from Gold Belly.
Nice.
Or a Dunkin' Donuts large coffee at an airport.
Hell yeah. Scientists are predicting a severe drop in Earth's oxygen levels that'll eventually suffocate most of life on the Earth.
Sweet.
In about a billion years.
I read 2 billion.
All right. Is that news then?
Either way. No.
We can predict anything in a billion years.
It's news in the sense of science to say we can predict this. It is of no concern to anyone.
Correct.
But we can predict. That's them bragging about a prediction.
Right. Because they were saying, like, long before we got here, Earth didn't have an atmosphere. There was no oxygen here.
One's worried about that.
Yeah.
Because now it does. What I thought was interesting, what's the asteroid they keep saying? The chances keep going up of hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I read today, they said, this asteroid has the best chance of slamming it to the Earth in history. And I'm thinking, the dinosaurs are like, no.
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 Well, that one had no chance.
Maybe second best.
That was the Rudy of asteroids, man.
Yeah.
It had no chance and it beat the odds.
I wasn't supposed to hit. I just did.
I just went for it, man. I wanted it more than anyone. 1 in 6 people wouldn't give up their current life for any amount of money. 1 in 6. Enjoy that.
That's kind of a low number.
I feel like it.
Yeah.
You think? Wouldn't give up their current life for any amount of money?
I mean, I'm glad you hear that there is even a percentage. It's just kind of... But you got to take it all in. So, like, for me, I'm like, a million things. Ah, man, bring the kids into it. Like, nope. That's
exactly.
It, right? I mean, and that's... I did not have children, then I am the 5 out of 6 that goes, abso-frickin-lutely.
Well, we talked about it on the random question there. And basically, it is, everybody wants a little bit more money. Everybody wants some more money. But then when you actually put it into perspective, you know, the whole... kind of the genie's debacle to where, you know, you wish for something and he gives you technically what you wished for. Okay, same thing.
Right.
You get all this money, but then you lose everything that you've got. Everything, even the stuff that makes your life good. So are you willing to get rid of the stuff that makes your life good?
No, that's how my kids ruin my life.
Exactly.
Like, I'll never get ready.
Uh-huh.
And you guys messed it up. I used to have big plans, man. You could ask me any hypothetical
question.
You sound
like your dad in your car.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. And now, you know, I got the car that you need. because you were here.
You bitch about your dad someone. All the time, but you're the same person.
I am the same, so I'm bitching about him.
I think, too, sometimes people are like, you know, there's more important things than money and this and that. It's like, because you have more.
I've never heard that from a broke person.
Right. I think, I get the theory of it. It's nice to read a meme, but let's be honest, in this country, it's BS.
Yeah, thank you.
Right? You work in a communist, Jesus. Capitalistic society, right? That's what you're told.
Right.
From school.
Money's the key to having
it. Right. Yeah. Money's everything. And it, truthfully, money's a massive, massive part in it. You know, people don't kill each other over not money.
Exactly.
So I'm just like, sometimes it's just like, no, like you need money.
Yeah. And if anything weird happens in the world, just follow the money trail.
Yeah, no
kidding. And it will explain every single decision that's being made in anything.
There's a plump beaver that has gone viral on social media in Chicago, and it's the subject of a naming contest in the area.
I saw this.
How big is this beaver?
It's a big beaver, dude.
I'm back to the beaver thing. I don't know what it is about 2025, but I don't know what the Lunar New Year was, like Year of the Snake, something
like
that.
Year of the Snake.
I got news for you. It's Year of the Beaver. Because so far, from January until today, February 19th?
Yeah.
Beavers have not. It was killer whales last year, right? We're going to sink some boats. This is our thing.
Yeah.
Sharks always get about the same amount of we'll bite a few people. We'll give you 3 or 4 a year. The beavers are like, nah, bro, we have come on strong. We are in your news every week. And keep in mind, we're freaking beavers.
Let's dub this the Men's Room Year of the Beaver.
It is the Year of the Beaver.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
All day.
You think beavers hate guys that are like loggers?
Well, sure.
I think it's like an employee looking at
a computer taking his job, man.
I don't think it is. I think because they're not building dams. So I think that the beavers look at loggers and they're just judging. Like, I'd have dropped the tree the other way. You know, it's like your father judging the first time you work on the car. That kind of thing.
Like, I think it's fair, in the 1800s, the Native Americans being disgusted with the white man. Just killing the bison. Not eating the meat.
Yeah.
Just taking it. So I think the beaver's probably like, oh, so I didn't build a dam.
Mm-hmm.
He's just falling these trees for no reason.
The hell's he doing?
I think the beaver's more like, dude, I know they have a reason, and it's all this opposable thumb crap. Right, so they do all these other things with trees. Like, we keep our life simple, right? We build a dam, we have a family, we're done. They go through all this industry. It's too much. It's too much. Yeah. Drop the tree, build a dam.
And it's pretty simple. Call him Biggie.
Biggie the Beaver?
Something, right? It's got to be two B's.
Biggie Beaver.
The Notorious BVR?
Yeah.
try roll.
Notorious BVR.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. That's what I got.
That's great. Oh, no. I just want to picture him with a little crown.
Exactly.
We've all heard different things throughout life concerning medical advice. Some of it actually works. Some of it's placebo effect. And others can be proven or disproven scientifically. And that, my friends, is what we aim to find out today.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Medical fact or fiction. 10 common health beliefs explained by a doctor. Detoxes and cleanses make you healthier. Slow your holistic roll, Hippocrates. Sure, they might make you less bloaty, but they can also rob your body of vital nutrients. I'll take the easy way out if I want to lose a quick 5 to 10 pounds and really clear out the plumbing. You know the solution to drink before you get a colonoscopy? I do. Been there. It's a polymer-based laxative called polyethylene glycol. It creates a hyperosmotic effect, quite effectively cleaning you all the way out from the tippy-tippy top to the very, very bottom. It's a hell of a rush.
Goodness sake. Okay. So, again, this
He's not kidding.
No, he's not. This is medical advice from a doctor, and basically, I'm going to give you guys 10 scenarios here. You need to tell me if this is fact or fiction, and I will let you know if you're right.
All right.
Number 10, you should rinse the toothpaste from your mouth after brushing your teeth. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fact. Mr. Hill?
Fiction, but I do.
Ted?
Fact?
Thrill, you got it. It's fiction.
There's no reason why that would be important. I just do it because I don't want it in my mouth.
I was going to say, what are you supposed to do, swallow it?
If you're using non-fluoridated mouthwash or water to rinse, you're also spitting out the fluoride that's protecting you from tooth decay before it can work. If you still feel that you need to rinse, use as little water as possible, swish and spit out the foam to keep as much fluoride on your teeth as possible. So you do spit it out after you're done brushing. You just don't rinse it.
Right.
All right.
Wait, run that back.
So spit the gob out of your mouth. When you're kind of done, whatever, the residue you can feel in your tongue, spit that out. But don't keep rinsing your mouth out until it tastes clean.
Do you get fluoride when you go to the dentist?
Yep.
It's the last thing.
Mint flavor.
Yeah. All right, so that's left on. So what they're saying is when you brush your teeth, leave as much of that on your teeth as possible.
I never thought. I think it's just habitual that I'll keep putting some water in my mouth and keep spitting it out.
Exactly.
Recently, though, I have totally switched. I'm a pre-shower brusher teeth.
That's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it before you get in the shower. And that way, my mouth's kind of crusty from the leftover toothpaste. I'll wash it there.
Fact or fiction, you cannot get the flu more than once a season.
Oh, fiction. That's fiction.
That's fiction.
You're absolutely right. It's fiction. More than one flu strain is circulating every year. Being sick with one of them doesn't protect you from the others.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I think I've had four different ones in the last couple of months.
Did you not get the same strand twice?
Says also not all the current circulating flu strains are covered by the flu vaccine. Just the most prevalent strains. So get your flu shot. Stay home when you're sick. Wash your hands often with soap and water. Cover your nose and mouth with tissue.
They discovered a new one today. Thrill, you know what it's called?
What's that?
Beaver flu.
Beavers are back, baby.
He's right. So I don't know what. The beavers are having a year.
They are, man.
They really freaking are.
Dumb I can't beavers. The beaver is thriving right now.
Beaver flu.
Yeah.
Beaver
leave flu. It.
Hams for jams.
No.
What's a beer there? It's not hams. What is it?
What, Chicago?
Yeah, it's old style.
Old style.
Old style, yeah. Old style beaver.
Bar soap is covered with germs. Fact or fiction?
I would think so.
Go ahead. Say that again, Mike. Sorry. Bar soap is covered with germs. Fact or fiction? Steve says fact.
Fiction.
Fiction. Miles. Ted.
Well, fact.
It's actually fiction. You might leave germs on the soap when you're handling the bar to wash up, but research has demonstrated that bacteria on a bar of soap die within minutes and are not transmitted to someone
using
the soap afterwards.
I got a PSA. If you let somebody sleep at your house who you know to be a hairy individual, you better give them a wash rag. All right, sorry, there's going to be hairs on your soap.
Yes, there is. I will
someone
give it a
complaint to you recently?
Tina. Yeah.
Tina.
I was like, look, I don't mean to, but I'm covered in hair.
Right.
Why didn't you give me a wash rag?
Sitting up.
Then I broke up with her.
Sitting up. Sitting up straight can be bad for your back. Fact or fiction?
Fiction? I'd say fact. But like anything I'll say
fiction. Fiction. Ted, tiebreaker.
Fiction.
It's a fact. Sitting up straight for too long without a break can strain your back. When you're sitting, keep your lower back supported and your legs uncrossed, knees at 90-degree angles. And it can also relieve back strain to sit with your knees higher than your hips. You can use a stool under your desk or a foam cool. chair. On which
I always thought, though, when you had a sore back, you're supposed to sit in an upright chair.
It's not necessarily that... It's saying if you're nothing but constantly upright,
right.
It could put undue strain on it as well. So yeah, if you do have a sore back, sit up straight. Try to adjust your posture. But also, if you sit up too much, it's putting strain in different places. We're supposed to move constantly.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, by the way, guys, just real quick, back to the beaver. We have a text here.
Oh heavens!
I was a logger for 25 years. Trust me, we have the ultimate respect for the beaver.
Hell yeah!
There it is.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, but they hate you.
They're just judging them.
You don't need 8 glasses of water daily. Fact or fiction?
Oh, fact.
Fiction. Mr. Hill.
You don't need.
You do not
I'd
need.
I'd say fact.
It is a fact. There is no scientific evidence that you need 8 glasses of water daily. Your requirement depends on a number of factors.
Yeah, that won't hurt you, but it depends on your body type.
Yeah.
After a heart attack, you should usually return to your workouts. Fact or fiction?
Say that again?
After a heart attack, you should usually return to your workouts.
I'll say fact.
Ted?
Yeah,
I'll say fiction.
It is a fact. Many people use a heart attack as their excuse to become less physically active. A lifestyle low in activity, however, may have contributed to the cardiac disease that led to a heart attack.
All right.
I mean, I would consult the doctor first before you... Before
definitely you do that, yes.
A person having a seizure can swallow their tongue. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fiction.
Thrill.
They're a little liberal with the word swallow. I will say fact, but it is impossible to do.
It is a fiction. A person having a seizure cannot swallow their tongue. Right. Do not put something like a spoon or a tongue depressor in their mouth. It can lead to injury. Turn a person seizing on their side to assist breathing. Help keep them from biting their tongue.
While they're seizing, you can swallow their tongue.
No.
Who has tongue depressors just sitting around?
You don't. Have your heart-shaped whips. I got tongue depressors, bro. Don't ask.
Have a doggone first aid kit, Ted. Right next to the whips.
With tongue depressors?
Yeah. You don't know when you're
going to
need those.
Just have a fudge sickle.
That's not it.
You know, that's true. Eat a popsicle.
Hold on. I'm almost there.
You know who wants you to have tongue depressors at home? What are they made out of?
What?
Beavers.
Big beaver. Big beaver wants you to have them at home.
Looks like their tail.
Eating doesn't like their tail.
Eating carrots improves your vision. Fact or fiction?
Oh, that's false.
It's all fiction. Carrots will not improve your vision, but they're good for your eyes as they'll help improve overall good health.
My dad used to always say, you ever seen a rabbit with glasses?
Oh, come on. Eating too much sugar will give you diabetes. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
Fiction. Fiction. Sugar becomes glucose in your bloodstream. In response, your body makes insulin to regulate the blood sugar. Type 2 diabetes is a problem with insulin regulation, not sugar intake.
Huh.
Excessive sugar can lead to overweight and obese.
Oh, it'll kill you. It just ain't gonna be that.
That's right. And then this is the last one. Is it fact or is it fiction? Never apply ice to a burn. Never apply ice to a burn. Is that correct or is that fiction?
Say fiction.
I'll say fact.
It is a fact. Ice causes constriction of blood vessels and will make a burn deeper because healing blood flow to the area of burn will be restricted. You can also damage your skin by direct application of ice. Instead, immediately immerse the burn in cool water or apply a cool, wet compress for at least 10 minutes. Then wash the area with soap and water. All that fun stuff. So there you go. Little medical fact or fiction there. Patrons at a park in Indonesia found out just how friendly their friendly crocodile attraction is, and I will test your memory at 5:50.
Thank God for that. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, but we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Good time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Before we get there, a text came in. 6 beavers this year plugging up our storm ponds. Oh. It's the same beaver we think. Beavers. All
cereal
over the place.
Beaver.
Cereal beaver. Better than beaver cereal. Today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. Today, we chose an anonymous man online.
Are you right, Coach? I was going to swing.
Nice in the morning. So some guy's now going viral how his morning went from bad to horrific in about 60 seconds. So you might wake up and think, man, I'm having a bad day. It's only 8:30. This is happening. So he said he had a late night. He needed to get up early. So he was exhausted when his alarm went off at 8 a.m. He fumbled with his phone trying to snooze the alarm. But in the process, he hit the power button 5 times. What does that do if you hit the power button 5 times? It sends off an emergency SOS call on his Google Pixel. So his usual alarm then turned into a blaring siren. Keep in mind, this is what he's waking up to. So he said, quote, I saw the notifications for calling 911 and stuff about sending location, whatever else, to emergency contacts. And I'm thinking, oh, no, emergency services are going to come. My friends are going to get scared. So what he decided to do, if nothing else, just to keep his friends comfortable, he canceled everything. But then he started getting texts from his friends. And they were saying that he sent them photos and a video from his bed that morning. See, there's a feature on the phone that sends images when an emergency is triggered. So in other words, you fall down, I don't know, 100-foot rock case face. You send this thing. Responders can see, like, Jesus, this guy fell off a cliff, etc. The problem was, he was sleeping naked. So 12 of his emergency contacts were sent images of him nude, including his junk. Now, fortunately, he was able to have a sense of humor about it. He said, hope this gave everyone a good laugh. Before anyone gets all serious, yes, I know I can get charged for the SOS sending on my phone. Now, nobody was upset or offended. My embarrassment just gave everyone a jolly start to their day or a fun late-night booty call, depending on their time zone, which makes it even worse because some of his emergency contacts live in a different time zone. So think about this. You wake up to your alarm. You're trying to hit snooze. You end up inadvertently calling 911. In your effort to cancel 911, you send pictures of your naked ass sleeping in bed to all of your emergency contacts. First 60 seconds of his day.
A bad day.
Nah, I'm going to guess his day got better after that, Ted. I'm just thinking, like, probably all up from here. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
It's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike.
When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.